A federal judge has temporarily blocked the Trump administration's plans to end the legal status of 300,000 immigrants. 20,000 live in New York and Connecticut. TPS, or Temporary Protective Status, gives immigrants fleeing violence or disaster the right to live and work legally in the U.S. WSHU's Charles Lane reports.
Trump sought to end the program for immigrants from four countries, Haiti, Sudan, Nicaragua, and El Salvador. The administration claimed life-threatening conditions no longer existed in those countries. But in a 40-page ruling that combed through emails, speeches, and tweets from the White House, the judge found evidence that Trump may, quote, harbor an animus against non-white immigrants. Emmy McLean is an attorney with the National Day Labor Association.
It is not a surprising decision based on the really egregious evidence that we've seen of both the racist motivation and the legal violations in the way that the TPS decisions came out.
The judge's order allows immigrants with TPS status to stay in the U.S. until he decides on whether the administration had discriminatory intent when ending TPS status for these countries. However, much remains unclear if TPS recipients need to reapply for status and how. The Justice Department issued a statement saying that the court's decision, quote, usurps the role of the executive branch and rejects the notion that the government did anything improper. Charles Lane, WSHU News.